Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Digital Minister Karsten Wildberger is driving a coordinated overhaul of Germany's digital infrastructure with clear, measurable targets. O2 Telefónica announces a seamless leadership transition as Alfons Lüsing retires and Jörg Kablet steps in. And a coalition of major telcos, including Telefónica, is urging the EU to relax merger rules to accelerate investments in digital networks.
Digital Minister Karsten Wildberger is spearheading a coordinated effort to accelerate Germany's digital infrastructure overhaul, as highlighted in articles from Welt.de and Handelsblatt.com. In the Welt.de piece, Wildberger criticizes the current state of digitalization, particularly the lack of clear responsibilities, and advocates for measurable targets such as activated fiber households under the initiative Bestes Netz für Deutschland. The initiative involves major industry players including Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone, Telefónica, and other stakeholders who have agreed on a unified timetable with a memorandum of understanding expected to be signed by early 2026. Similarly, Handelsblatt.com reports discussions focusing on the need to expand gigabit internet and replace outdated DSL connections with fiber optic technology. The talks, which included key representatives from Telekom and Vodafone, as well as state and municipal officials, emphasized the importance of clear, measurable milestones, not only to enhance home connectivity, but also to improve mobile and workplace service. While the transition aims at rapid modernization, the report notes that copper-based DSL is likely to remain common until at least 2030. Both articles reflect a strong commitment by the government and telecom sector to modernize Germany's telecommunications infrastructure.
Süddeutsche Zeitung and Bloomberg, as reported by Teltarif.de, have detailed a major technological development in Munich that aims to position the city as a pioneering tech hub. The plan involves creating an enormous data center for artificial intelligence at the Tucher Park, a project that is being jointly built by Deutsche Telekom's subsidiary T-Systems and NVIDIA. The initiative is a crucial component of Germany's broader effort to secure national digital sovereignty and advance industrial AI capabilities, and it includes the use of approximately 10,000 high-performance chips, along with a unique cooling system that utilizes Eisbach water, with waste heat potentially repurposed for climate control in the area. Bavarian ministers have expressed support for the project, which is expected to attract further tech-driven investments. Additionally, discussions have revealed that the investment is estimated to reach 1 billion euros, with SAP anticipated to be the facility's first user once operational, marking a strategic move to keep Europe competitive against dominant US-based cloud providers such as AWS, Google Cloud, and Microsoft Azure. The reports also mention earlier discussions about an industrial AI cloud to be ready by 2026, a development that could lead to the emergence of other high-performance data centers or AI gigafactories and may receive government support. Furthermore, Deloitte's analysis highlighted in the coverage suggests that Germany could require up to 60 billion euros in AI infrastructure investments over the next 5 years to maintain its position in the global digital landscape.
In a further development concerning media and sports, Süddeutsche Zeitung details the protracted negotiations that culminated in the sale of television rights for the upcoming 2026 FIFA World Cup to Deutsche Telekom. The article explains how Deutsche Telekom, alongside Vodafone and Telefónica, secured what is described as the largest rights package ever, marking a strategic move to boost its Magenta TV service. The deal is seen as a means to attract new subscribers and retain current ones, potentially doubling the Magenta TV customer base in the long term. Notable aspects include exclusive rights to 44 of the 104 tournament matches and a commitment to enhance the overall broadcast package with well-known personalities and tailored programming. This media strategy is intended to position Deutsche Telekom not only as a prime telecom provider, but also as a competitive entertainment platform in an increasingly consolidated market.
In today's media briefing, the first topic covers connectivity challenges in Germany, as reported by Teltarif.de. The article explains that while fast mobile internet now reaches 99.9% of Germany's nearly 41 million households, roughly 2% of the country's area still experiences poor mobile service. The study by the Federal Ministry of Digital Affairs identifies these areas as white spots, primarily located in mountainous regions, border areas, as well as forest and nature conservation zones. More than 28,000 households are affected, with the highest concentrations of these gaps found in Baden-Württemberg and Bavaria, whereas regions like Saarland and Schleswig-Holstein show no significant undercoverage. The report concludes with plans to analyze the causes of these connectivity gaps, particularly in heavily forested terrains, to develop targeted solutions for improved network coverage.
In another development, Telterif.de reports on a significant leadership transition at O2 Telefonica. The article states that the current chief wholesale officer, Alphonse Losing, will retire in March 2026 as his contract concludes, marking the end of an era in the German telecommunications market. His successor, Jörg Koblitz, an expert in digital business models and partner management with previous roles at PayPal, Accenture, and Vodafone, has been appointed as the new chief partner and wholesale officer. The transition is set to be seamless, with both Losing and Koblitz collaborating closely until the 1st of April 2026, ensuring that the company continues to drive growth and strengthen its future readiness. This leadership change underscores O2 Telefonica's commitment to enhancing its partner business by developing innovative products, services, and integrated business models.
In today's briefing, a significant development in the field of technology and innovation is reported by Heise.de. The article details that NVIDIA has strategically partnered with Nokia by investing $1 billion and acquiring 166 million shares, which corresponds to a 2.9% stake in Nokia. The report explains that the collaboration aims to integrate AI into network infrastructures, thus creating AI RAN systems designed to improve wireless network efficiency and support the transition from the current 5G networks to the forthcoming 6G technology. According to the article, NVIDIA's AI RAN solutions, powered by its CUDA and AI capabilities, are expected to drive a revolution in telecommunications by enabling intelligent, adaptive networks and reducing latency through edge computing, a development that is further supported by Nokia's incorporation of these systems into its product offerings. In addition, the narrative highlights that early tests are set to begin next year, with T-Mobile USA set to trial the technology, while mass production and deployment are anticipated by 2027, a timeline that has already contributed to a substantial surge in Nokia's share price, marking the most notable rise since 2013. This investment and cooperation underline a forward-thinking approach where AI is leveraged to reshape connectivity and network performance, reinforcing the commitment of both companies to innovate and enhance global telecommunications infrastructure.
The competitors section highlights a noteworthy update reported by Telterif.de regarding the recent tariff enhancements by Easy. The article explains that Easy, a recognized discount provider in the TV cable market, has improved its offerings by introducing a faster 200 megabit per second tariff within the Vodafone cable network for a monthly fee of €26.99. This new tariff, referred to as Easy 200, includes an internet flat rate and offers customers the option to choose between the standard Vodafone station or an alternative Fritz. Box 6,670 at an additional monthly fee. Moreover, the report mentions that Easy continues to build its competitive reputation as a provider, particularly focused on students and seniors by keeping the prices accessible, while also rolling out a Black Friday promotion. The article notes that in the early stages, Easy had been able to offer highly competitive tariffs with speeds of 20 megabit per second or 40 megabit per second. And this recent development represents an escalation in both speed and service quality ahead of some other market players such as O2 Telefonica and Vodafone. Further, the Telterif.de article explains that while the Easy 200 tariff comes at a standard base rate without a telephone flat rate, there are options available to add such a feature for an extra monthly cost. It is detailed that telephone calls to the German fixed network incur charges of 2.9 cents per minute, while calls to the German mobile network cost 19.9 cents per minute. Though customers can opt for a fixed line flat rate for an additional fee. Also, there is no one-time connection fee applied by Easy, although there is a charge for router shipment and routers must be returned at the end of the contract period. Through a comparison with Vodafone's tariffs, the article contrasts Easy's approach, noting that Vodafone charges higher monthly fees for similar internet speeds, with the added complexity of bundling gigabit offerings at similar price points. Overall, the detailed report from Telterif.de provides insight into the competitive strategies employed by Easy, reflecting broader market dynamics, where cost-effective pricing, promotional activities like Black Friday, and carefully structured service options are used to gain an edge. The narrative underscores that such competitive moves are significant, as they may influence market perceptions and customer choices in the ongoing battle for telecom subscribers.
In today's media briefing, the Reuters article discusses a significant development in the telecommunications sector, where major telcos are urging Commission President Ursula von der Leyen to ease the EU merger rules. The report highlights that leading companies including Deutsche Telekom, Orange, Telefonica, TIM, Vodafone, Nokia, and Ericsson have collectively called for regulatory reforms that they believe will accelerate investments in digital infrastructure across Europe. By advocating for a more flexible approach, the industry representatives insist that the upcoming Digital Networks Act, scheduled for announcement in November, should incorporate provisions that support the required scale for large mergers while ensuring competitive balance. The Reuters report details that their joint letter emphasizes the strategic need for these reforms so that European providers can better compete with their peers in the United States, Asia, and other markets, addressing concerns that current merger rules might inadvertently reduce market competitiveness and potentially lead to consumer price hikes. Furthermore, the article underscores that this call for bold regulatory action reflects the broader industry consensus for a simplified framework, one that not only facilitates greater investment in digital technologies, but also reassures stakeholders that consumer interests will be safeguarded in the process.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.